In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. The Gospel according to Luke, we are the great thing about this season. So Jesus has turned his face to Jerusalem, the fullness of his call, to the place of his crucifixion, his death, and his resurrection. His focus, but he's still teaching, and in fact, you could say today in ministry. I don't know how you went through your educational program, but you do a practicum, which means you go and do the work in some fashion. Maybe this is even more so that concept. He sent 70 or 72, depending on your translation, to go and do ministry, to carry good. To all places where he intends to go, where he intends to go, which is where Jerusalem. How is the world? And Jesus is saying, he intends to go. The church will carry him. Okay. It's how the Episcopal Church loves mission work. Getting out there, telling people about Jesus. Hard to believe where our original name came from sometimes, isn't it, Father? You know, the first name the Episcopal Church had. Get back to me. Then you'll understand more fully what I'm talking about. We are as this church, yes? Or not? Yes. Okay, we're in this church to go. Today, in the gospel, we get a little feel for what that looks like. And Jesus, with the obviously more than 12, he appoints himself and himself intended to go. He said, boy, don't we know that. And where's the church? Few. So, in mission church, you're going to need some help. And it probably isn't going to show up immediately. Then we have to stop. Where will they come from? Where will these laborers come from? Into his harvest. He didn't say, do you hear that? He said, of the harvest into his harvest. See, into the midst of wolves. This job is not enticing, is it? Go. There's nothing to do the work. It's like sending a lamb in with the wolves. No. Okay. Us to do this? Well, keep in mind, brothers and sisters, the time Jesus has sent to where? Jerusalem. Where to be crucified? Yes. With of young Christians, obviously, often, and some not Christians, and the one thing that he couldn't understand is why is it so hard? It shouldn't be hard. And I'm like, based on what? Understanding. If I'm good, therefore this should be easy. This problem went how? Ask to send more laborers. Go and don't wait for them to show up. Into the midst of wolves. Have a successful ministry. Useful with me. And which means don't distract from the place which God called you to go. Keep moving and go send you to go. Whatever peace in this house, confuse your peaceful rest, but you will do. That's in the eating and drinking whatever for the land deserves to be paid. Just completed a week of camp. Okay, understand that when it's time for snack, you get what you get, and you. Hey. That's true for ministry too, apparently. And be honest. I want what I want, so that go well with me. Eating, drinking, whatever provided labor deserves to be paid. Do not. Really? Well, what if the street looks nicer? What if people go to that house? What if I make music better there? Now you go to the house you go to, and you do the work that he's called you to do there. But when people welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there, say to them, the kingdom comes to you. Go to the to go to the glory, be present with you, so that you are present, and we find we go to that. So as people and trying to convince them, I say, don't stop, choose and move to the next place, because you may. You to arrest. So keep moving. If you find Christian faith, if you are to an people, there's an urgency in this that is being shown by Jesus, that needs to be carried to the world. He intends to go. He still intends to be there. And he uses his church to get the message out. You can just we believe Jesus Christ is Lord and show you the incredible joy from knowing and healed and make truth, but some people aren't hear the truth and they just do back with you. Little secret. When you're carrying the message of victory in Jesus Christ, there is no need to fight. You can just simply say, we're moving on. Otherwise, you just make yourself crazy. Because you know something that isn't happening. You hear what I said? You want something to happen that isn't happening. And this is not about us, is it? This is about Jesus. Jesus is the one who sends. Jesus is the one who provides through his people for his people. Jesus is the one who strengthens us. Jesus is the one who gives us authority. Jesus is the one who we'll hear shortly gives us power. So if what you want isn't happening, and believe me, I know this, it happens. I got two choices. I can throw it, or I can stop and ask God, am I doing what you want, Lord? Or have I stopped along the road? See, it's not really even about us, is it? It's about us carrying the message. Now, living in the country we live in the society in which we live in, it is a little hard to hear that we have a God that calls us into his field, not ours, to labor for him and not ourselves. We want it to be easy. But if it was easy, the laborers wouldn't be few, would they? In fact, those who choose to chase after the world are numerous. That's easy to do. To live in a world that wants to satisfy my selfish desires? Perfect. Perfect. I mean, I can do anything I want there and feel good about it. Amen? And then this Jesus comes in. He says, yeah, I know you want to do that your way. But he calls us to do it his way. Hard to stay in track with that. And then, of course, you're not going to have enough help because the laborers are few. And our response to that is that he send more laborers. Who, by trying to understand the fullness of the message and tell to this Jesus Christ, each one appears to be we remember, we don't. In the way that we get with us, I'm carrying to a life of the church, inviting them to the life of the church. We became lovers. Now, here's something the church needs to grasp. When then, they are a replacement. You can serve to the ministry you've been using and continues on. But see, we're with his kingdom. So, you go, you continue to be moving forward. Speak, so as the Lord through them and not changing their become partners. It's not like somebody new comes along, or if people, so to speak, then I can kick back and put my feet up. In God's kingdom, which means there's a place for all of us. So we keep moving on. We keep laboring on, as the song says, and on and on and on. Because why? Because the kingdom of God has come near. Brothers and sisters, it's literally this close. This close. The kingdom of God. We all know how close it is because we've all had close moments, haven't we? And then we've all had moments where we're thinking, you better find a new laborer because this one's tagging out. And we know in our hearts God did not give you that permission. So then we go and tell somebody else about it, and they go, you're right. That's too much to ask. You shouldn't have to do that. And then we can go to Scripture and say, yeah, Jesus, tell me how easy and how to step. And we hear, go. Take nothing. You won't have enough help. It's a dangerous place. Go. Yeah. So, sign up. But God, even you just said, let him handle it. Keep in mind, before you remember, you just look. You should change your life, and that's the deal. It's a great things are probably too late for that for me, but and I think I can mow grass. I'll be listening to books, music, singing, who knows what I might do, just in my world, just mowing the grass. And I look at that and I'm a little jealous. And then not so much. But when all of us begin to grow weary, that's a sign. When we begin to grow weary, brothers and sisters, that's when we have decided to be the master and not the servant. That is when we decide we are the owner of the field and not the worker in the field. Because the Lord gives us everything we need to continue to do his work. It will come through his people, which by the way also becomes rather humbling, but necessary. The kingdom of God will still come near. Those who choose not to hear will suffer a different fate. You can read that later. We skip over it in the lectionary because it sounds terrible, I guess. There's a cost to those who ignore. It says, whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. Again, it's not about us, is it? It's about Jesus. So if you go and speak the name of Jesus and somebody rejects you, it's not you they are rejecting, it is Jesus they are rejecting. And that is between them and Jesus. We just simply tell, but the kingdom of God has come near, and we move on. And then, in this story, and then returned with joy and said, look, and Jesus is like, yeah, like he was surprised, right? He said to them, I authority the enemy, and nothing hurt you. Do you want to get up? You need to step sort. things out, but don't sit still. Don't sit still. Because the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few. So if you can hear the Lord of the harvest, and you know he has called you as his church, be reassured that he's got you covered. He has given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will hurt you. My first overseas mission trip, I was talking to a family member concerning the people group who were suffering from HIV and AIDS that we were working with. He goes, "How are you going to protect yourself?" I said, "From what?" "From the disease." I said, "Well, I know how it passes. I won't participate in anything like that. It's too dangerous. You shouldn't go." And I said, "You know, the worst thing that's going to happen to me on this journey is I'm going to die in service to my Lord." "I'm going to die anyway. I might as well die in service to my Lord." How bad can that be? To go from serving our Lord and drawing others near and pushing them to him and saying, "This is Jesus, you need to turn to him," and to die in the midst of it? That sounds like a well done, good and faithful servant opportunity to me. Jesus says such. "Nevertheless, do not because of you, because of him working through you." That's not what he said, but you can't. That sounds good. Certainly sounds better than the rest of it. But brothers and sisters, as much as I stand here and tell you that following Jesus Christ is the easiest thing you'll ever do, joining in his mission, in his field, as his laborer, will be the most enjoyable time of your life, I say to you, it's difficult. There will be moments you don't want to be in the field. There will be moments when you make mistakes. There will be moments when somebody hurts you, steps on your toes, offends you. You know it will happen. But the glory of God, working through his people, carries with it a power that will change this world to his kingdom. And you can live in eternity in great comfort. But today, brothers and sisters, to the glory of God, we labor. Amen.